It's been delayed a couple times.
Yes, unfortunately, we had it planned originally in the summer of 2020, which was the original 100th anniversary, and then that got postponed because of COVID. And then, especially being in the education system, we had a lot of restrictions throughout. So we finally got the go-ahead around October that we would be able to, October, November, that be able to for sure have a go this summer. So that's when we convened everybody again and started to try and get things going.
All right, when is it?
So it is this summer, Friday, June 30th, it starts and ends on Sunday, July 2nd. So it's that long weekend.
All right, so we're inviting anyone who's gone to IFSS or its predecessors in the last 103 years, right?
Yep, everyone is invited. We will be, so we did an initial survey that closed last week just to gather some feedback from everyone. It was well received, so that was great to see. And from there, we had a lot of things tentatively booked. We weren't sure how many people would be able to make it, things like that. So now that we have more of an idea, we're able to book certain venues based off of attendance. So now we can finalize the schedule, and it'll be published very shortly for everyone, and as well as ticket information, because we do have a gala that will be a part of that. And yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Okay, so tell me about some of the events.
All right, so on the Friday, the 30th, that's like the official kind of kickoff. We will be having an open house. So throughout the day on the Friday and the Saturday, there will be tours of the school that you can take. There will be a conversation cafe in our cafeteria, so people can gather, meet up with old friends, things like that. We will have local artisans on display as well, so that people can see what some of their possibly alumni and things like that have been up to. We'll be running some old plays in the auditorium during this time, so you can come have a tour, go into the auditorium, take in a show. And then on the Friday, we'll also be having a beer garden from noon until 8 with barbecue. And that's actually being run by an alumni, Brian Robinson, who runs Smokey Robinson Catering. So he'll be doing that. We'll have an alumni concert that Mr. Takiyasu is putting on from 7 to 9 p.m. in the auditorium on that day. And then we'll also have the opportunity for kind of, we're calling it like around the town gatherings. So we can group people based off of like graduating years, things like that, and then kind of get them to meet up at certain locations around the town. So that's the Friday. The Saturday, the tours will continue. We're also going to run an alumni two-person scramble golf tournament that day. And then we have the big gala and dance that we're going to host. On Sunday, we have a classic car show on Ambridge Drive. So kind of like reminiscent of in front of the Silver Grill days, things like that. So that'll be there for anybody who's able to stay on the Sunday. And then throughout that too, we have some community links. So the museum is going to be making their display based off of 100 years of the school. So they'll be offering tours, things like that. And then we have a couple other community groups who are finalizing exactly what they're going to be running that day. And so we'll offer that to everyone.
Where is the gala going to be held? Because I imagine it'll be a big crowd.
Yes, it's probably going to be at the arena. We're awaiting the final confirmation on that, but that was the main reason why we had to hold off on it, was we needed to see how many people, and it looks like it's going to be a great turnout. So it'll be similar to the 100 years of the town one that was held there.
Okay, one question about the old plays. It will be put on in the auditorium. Will the 1973 version of Conrad Birdie be part of that?
Maybe we'll definitely have pictures of that, and maybe a possible costume, which I used to wear when I was a kid, actually.
I hope Conrad still fits it.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that was 50 years ago. I just did the math.
Crazy, eh? Time
Yeah,
goes by so quickly.
for sure. Okay, so this is all going on. How do people get involved? And I imagine you want people who are planning to be there to get the word out to their old friends and classmates.
Yes, most definitely. So, a large portion of our advertising is done through the Facebook platform. So, once we push everything out, that'll be the main area where people can gather information. We will be publishing it in the enterprise as well. So, once we, yes, and through your lovely organization as well. So that's awesome that you were able to get in contact with us. So we'll be reaching out to the media, and everybody can share away. We wanted to make the tickets. The gala is really the only thing that people will have to purchase tickets for. Everything else, we're trying to make it free of charge. So those will be available through Eventbrite. So people who aren't in town right now will still be able to purchase their tickets easily. So all of that will be within the next week. We're hoping to get that all out there. So I'll be contacting you.
All right, I'll count on it. Anything else you want to tell me about the reunion right now?
One thing that came up too through the survey was a lot of people were concerned. They really just, they're excited about it, and they want the opportunity to meet with other people. And they were saying how they were worried they might not recognize some people. So just so people are aware, we will have a registration. People can get name tags and things like that. And we're going to have that group gathering around the town, so you can go to the particular venues and meet up with some people that you know were your previous classmates. And also, we are going to be putting on, so we did have the logo contest for the 100th anniversary, which happened a few years ago. And so that logo was one of the things that we had that people could purchase with clothing through the Entropy site. Some people felt like that was because the Tigers was around, it came about when I was in high school, so it was about like 20, 25 years ago it was changed. But some people, they didn't know that one. So we are able to put the crests up, which is the one logo that has lasted throughout the whole 100 years of the school. So right now we will have the current crest on there, and we're actually going to be reaching out to people because we don't have the JPEG for the when it was ESIFSS or like Cochrane District High School. It's the same crest, but the inside was a bit changed. So we're trying to figure out a way to get a JPEG that's good enough. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's good enough to post on the website so that they can print off of it. But just so everyone knows that that will be available. So you can get the crest from the year that you were there, and you can customize all the clothing on the side. So if you had a particular nickname or anything like that that you had in high school, those kind of things can be put on the clothing as well.
Okay, so just to clarify, the crest will be available on clothing.
Yes, it
Okay.
will.
And I'm glad you brought that up because I was toying with the idea of bringing it up because I realized there was some controversy online about it. Okay, anything else?
And then lastly, just so everyone kind of knows, so the things from the gala, the proceeds from the gala will go towards paying off some of the cost of the reunion. And then any additional funding is going to be going towards replenishing the scholarship account, which alumni have benefited from in the past. And so we want kids to continue to benefit from that. So it'll go into that account, as well as an account that we started up recently called an experiential learning, because we do have a lot of students who don't have the means of going to see post-secondary institutions or things like that. So we started offering them trips like that. So some alumni were interested in helping out with that. So just so people are aware, it goes towards some great causes for future students.
Okay, good. And I know we've been talking about former students coming, but of course we have to include staff members.
Oh, for sure. Yep, everybody is invited. And on our Facebook page, there's the number one thread was the one about who was your favorite teacher. So there's lots of interesting responses on there if anybody wants to go check it out. But yeah, we'll have some staff members. We have Roy Takiasu, who was a staff member and a principal of school who's on our committee. And we have the current principal who's on our committee. So yeah, there's going to be lots of opportunity to meet with both your friends and your teachers from the past.
And they may have a list of assignments and detention time you still owe them.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, good. Thanks, Sherry.